The History of the Damnable Life and Deserved Death of Dr. John Faustus. Read by Robert Crichton. Chapter 2. How Dr. Faustus began to practice in his devilish art, and how he conjured the devil, making him to appear and meet him on the morrow at his own house. You have heard before that all Faustus' mind was set to study the arts of necromancy and conjuration, the which exercise he followed day and night, and taking to him the wings of an eagle, thought to fly over the whole world and know the secrets of heaven and earth. For his speculation was so wonderful, being expert in using his vocabulary, figures, characters, conjuration, and other ceremonial actions, that in all haste he put in practice to bring the devil before him. And making his way to a thick wood near to Wittenberg, called in the German tongue Spitzerwald, that is, in England, the Spitzer's Wood, as Faustus would oftentimes boast of it amongst his crew, being in his jollity, he came into the same wood towards evening into a cross way, where he made with a wand a circle in the dust, and within that many more circles and characters. And thus he passed away the time, until it was 9 or 10 of the clock in the night. Then began Dr. Faustus to call on Mephistopheles, the spirit, and to charge him in the name of Beelzebub to appear there personally without any longer stay. Then presently the devil began so great a rumour in the wood, as if heaven and earth would have come together, with winds the trees bowed their tops to the ground. Then fell the devil to bleat, as if the whole world had been full of lions, and suddenly about the circle ran the devil, as if 1,000 wagons had been running together on paved stones. After this, at the 4 corners of the wood, it thundered horribly, with such lightnings as if the whole world to his seeming had been on fire. Faustus, all this while half amazed at the devil's so long tarrying, and doubting whether he were best to abide any more such horrible conjurings, thought to leave his circle and depart, whereupon the devil made him such music of all sorts, as if the nymphs themselves had been in place, whereat Faustus was revived, and stood stoutly in his circle, aspecting his purpose, and began again to conjure the spirit Mephistopheles, in the name of the Prince of Devils, to appear in his likeness. Whereat suddenly over his head hung hovering in the air a mighty dragon. Then calls Faustus again, after his devilish manner, at which there was a monstrous cry in the wood, as if hell had been open, and all the tormented souls crying to God for mercy. Presently, not 3 fathom above his head, fell a flame in manner of a lightning, and changed itself into a globe. Yet Faustus feared it not, but did persuade himself that the devil should give him his request before he would leave. Oftentimes after, to his companions, he would boast that he had the stoutest head under the cope of heaven at commandment, whereat they answered, they knew none stouter than the Pope or Emperor. But Dr. Faustus said, the head that is my servant is above all on earth, and repeated certain words out of St. Paul to the Ephesians to make his argument good. The prince of this world is upon earth and under heaven. Well, let us come again to his conjuration, where we left him at his fiery globe. Faustus, vexed at his spirit so long tarrying, used his charms, with full purpose not to depart before he had his intent, and crying on Mephistopheles the spirit, suddenly the globe opened, and sprung up in height of a man, so burning a time, in the end it converted to the shape of a fiery man. This pleasant beast ran about the circle a great while, and lastly appeared in the manner of a grey friar, asking Faustus, what was his request? Faustus commanded that the next morning at 12 o'clock he should appear to him at his house, but the devil would in no wise grant. Faustus began again to conjure him, in the name of Beelzebub, that he should fulfil his request. Whereupon the spirit agreed, and so they departed, each one his way. You've been listening to The History of the Damnable Life and Deserved Death of Dr. John Faustus, read by Robert Crichton. There is more from Faustus on our Patreon, where there are exclusive exploring sessions where we take a deep dive into the text, and early access to other chapters of the book. There's also extensive work available on the play adaptation by Christopher Marlowe and other hands. Links are available in the show description.